Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast, conducted in cooperation with Marketing Props. I'm your host, Paul Dunay, and today I'm speaking with Andy Beal, an internet marketing consultant, author of Radically Transparent, and a fellow blogger of MarketingPilgrim.com. So welcome to the podcast, Andy.
Thank you, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here.
Excellent. So today we're going to explore reputation management in a new media world. This is something that I've been blogging about. I've noticed Andy blogging about it a lot. And now that with his new book, Radically Transparent, I thought it would be a great time to get some more data on this. So, Andy, what's going on? Why is reputation more important today than, let's say, ever before?
Well, I think part of the reason for the importance of reputation management today, especially online, is that in the last couple of years, we've really seen consumers embracing the tools that are available to them to share their opinions and to share their frustrations and their compliments as well about companies and individuals. And so we're seeing social media in terms of social networks like Facebook and MySpace being used. We're seeing videos such as YouTube. We're seeing people can set up blogs completely free and may never have had a blog before, but if they want to voice their feedback or frustrations about a particular company, they can set up a blog within 5 minutes and do so. So I think the technology and the tools have just started to become more ubiquitous over the last year or so, which is really enabling consumers to extend and reach out to businesses and kind of make their voices heard.
Definitely. And it's not just a B2C kind of thing. It's a B2B thing as well, right? I mean, you can talk about basically anything out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nobody is immune to the conversations that go on the internet. So it's B2C, it's B2B. It's also what we say in the book, C2C, and that is people talking about experiences they had from buying from other people on eBay, for example. And so criticisms of how the transaction went when you recently bought something on eBay.com. You can rate and review your fellow consumer on sites like that. So, yeah, it's individuals, companies, anybody that has a reputation. And when we think of reputations, we often do think about company reputations, but it's individuals as well. So realtors, attorneys, consultants, even people are going online and rating the car salesperson that they just bought a car from. And something that my co-author, Dr. Judy Strauss, is very familiar with is that you can even go online and rate your professor. So people are given a lot of power these days to share their concerns and opinions.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Now, do you think it's getting worse in light of things like a Facebook, like social networks or communities, private branded communities? I mean, how can you begin to track and monitor some of those?
Yeah, you know, some of the communities and the social networks are buried, you know, quite deep. So, for example, forums are notoriously hard to track because someone can start a thread and that thread could get added to, and next thing you know, there's like 50 different replies to a single topic. And so, some content is a little bit tougher to monitor than others. But there are a lot of great things, great tools that are out there that will help you to monitor blogs and social networks and forums and videos and images. And I mean, even to the point these days where you can even monitor Twitter conversations. So you can actually go in and keep an eye on any Twitter conversation that happens to mention your brand or your name. You can set up monitoring to track for that.
Definitely. Now, where are most firms in the process of monitoring their reputation? I mean, I'm a big believer in brand, and you know, people spend a lot of money on trying to shape up their brand. You know, I think the big hole here is, are they watching how their brand is performing in a reputation sense? So where are most firms in this process these days?
Well, it's really interesting because if you look at studies, you'll see that businesses and CEOs are very much aware of how important their reputation is. So, for example, 95% of the CEOs believe their corporate reputation is tied to the success of their company. 87% believe that the CEO's reputation is tied to the success of the company. Yet when you poll actual companies, some studies show that as little as 20% of companies actually have any kind of formal monitoring in place. And even when we talked to in Radically Transparent, we did a number of different interviews. And for example, when we talked to Lenovo, their online reputation monitoring consists of two or three people with a few RSS subscriptions set up using Google Reader and manually sifting through that. So even when you get down to that 20%, some people are using manual searches themselves. Some people are outsourcing to companies. There's really a lot of room there to not only bring reputation monitoring tools to the masses and kind of get more companies involved with that, but also giving them different options as to how they want to set it up, whether it's self-service or fully managed. But yeah, we're just starting to see, and I think the Radically Transparent is coming out at just the perfect time for us as authors, because we first put together the concept of the book about a year ago, anticipating that companies would start paying attention to their reputation. And it's really been in the last 3 months or so that I think companies are starting to wake up to the fact that a single blogger, a single customer, a single journalist can have that power to really bring a dark cloud over your reputation. And so you need to know about it, and you need to know the rules of engagement.
So what are you recommending as an approach? I mean, so let's say 80% of the field doesn't have it covered in some way, shape, or form. Is there a couple of approaches that you're professing or good ways to go from here? What can you advise our audience that maybe is in that 80% to do?
Right. So there's two chapters in the book that we spend looking at how to set up monitoring for online reputation monitoring systems. So there's two approaches, really. There's finding the centers of influence, and then there's casting the net wide. And we talk about both of these approaches. Finding the centers of influence is really taking the time. It's a little bit more intensive up front, but it's taking the time to figure out who are the influential bloggers in your space. What are the networks that your customers are hanging out at on a regular basis? Where are the videos being posted? Where are you being reviewed? Is it ePinions, Amazon, CitySearch? And really just narrowing it down to the places where the conversations are highly likely to happen. It takes a lot more work to set up, but you kind of tend to focus a little bit more on the signal and less of the noise. The other approach, casting your net wide, is like a ship that's out trawling at sea. You throw out this huge net, and you're basically, it's a little bit easier to set up, but you use tools like Technorati or Google Alerts, or even the tool that I've developed, which is tracker.com, where you basically, you're monitoring for your mentions of your name, but you're not necessarily monitoring the centers of influence. You're looking at the fact that anybody anywhere on the internet could be talking about your business at any given time. So you want to cast this net as wide as possible to tap into all types of social media and web content. You're going to get a little bit more noise in there, but you'll also have the security of knowing that even if it's a rogue blogger that's never talked about your company before and therefore never would be on your centers of influence list, if they happen to start talking about your business, you're going to know about it. And so in Radically Transparent, we give you all the tools to for both of those approaches. And what we actually end up recommending is kind of having a mixture of both, finding your centers of influence so you know who to pay attention to, but also then casting a net out using other tools to try and keep track of those occurrences where maybe someone's not on your radar, but you certainly want to know about them if they start talking about your business.
Great. So what advice do you have for B2B technology marketers when it comes to monitoring reputation?
Ooh, where do you want me to start?
Yeah. Well, maybe you can talk a little bit about, Tracker and maybe why you designed that. Is that an answer that we need to be checking into?
Well, I'm going to be biased and say absolutely yes, because I developed it. But with Tracker, and it's important when you type it in, all the good vowels were missing. So it's TRACKUR.com. Okay. I built that because I wanted to make it easier for businesses to track their reputation. If you try and set it up yourself, you need to understand how RSS works. You need to do a lot of customization, and you need to set up lots of different feeds. Whereas with Tracker, what we try to do is make it simple. We say, tell us the keywords that are important to you. Give us some ideas for filtering. So you can, for example, if you're Apple, you want to know all the information that's about the iPhone, not necessarily information that's about fruit. And so, we can offer lots of different filtering options, and then provide you with a nice interface to keep track of the results that we find. Let you customize it. So if you just want to focus on text-based information, you can filter out images and videos. And then we try to make it easy in terms of you've got the interface, you can get alerts by email, you can get alerts by RSS, however you want it. You can bookmark items as they come up. And we're going to add lots of features into it. So you're looking for, we try to make it easy for people to get started that don't know how to do it, don't have the time to do it, but know it's important to track their reputation. But you know, for you can even go to the extreme. You can use a company like Umbria or Conversion, or you know, one of the big companies that not only monitor your reputation, but they do a lot of sentiment analysis. They look at a lot of who's behind the voice, and then they do, you know, reputation management, and which is, you know, something I consult on is consulting on is repairing your reputation, managing your reputation. But honestly, the best advice, the best $20 you'll ever spend would be to go to Amazon.com and pick up a copy of Radically Transparent, because Dr. Judy Strauss and I really just distilled, you know, dozens of years of experience in this field into a comprehensive blueprint that we feel that anybody of any level of experience can pick up and understand why their reputation is important and how to engage it and monitor it and repair their reputation.
Okay. Very quick one, just to close it off. We're monitoring, we're getting alerts, we're seeing everything. Now what? What is your recommendation around responding?
Right. Well, I can sum it up for you in three words. How about that?
Great.
Sincerity, transparency, and consistency. So we have an entire chapter in Radically Transparent about how to engage, how to respond. But we also talk about three words. You need to be sincere in your response. So let them know what's going on, what it is you're doing, you know, apologize. If you've made a mistake, let them know that, you know, hey, we screwed up. This is how we're going to fix it. It should be an authentic voice from somebody that's not on your PR team, maybe your CEO if possible, or at least somebody that your customer base can kind of feel like, yep, there's an honest approach coming here. Transparency basically is opening up and saying to your customers, hey, this is what we're putting in place. This is how we're changing things. So, for example, with JetBlue, and they stranded all those passengers, but they put together a Bill of Rights, and they posted it on video, and they posted it on their site so people can see this is how we're making changes to ensure that we better serve you in the future. And then consistency. Be consistent in your actions. If you do make a mistake and you do put things in place to fix it, follow through with that. Make sure it doesn't happen again. If you say that you're going to provide excellent customer service, make sure you provide excellent customer service. Don't cut corners. So sincerity, transparency, and consistency are definitely three words for someone to live by if they want to be radically transparent.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for joining me today, Andy. I really appreciate your time. For our listeners, it's your turn. Let us know what you're doing to track your company's reputation. Andy and I would be glad to keep this conversation going with you online. Also, don't forget to pick up Andy's book on Amazon.com. They're having a discount for all marketers, 34% off. Worth the price of entry for sure. I know I got my copy. We'll be back again with you next week for another ProfCast. Thank you all for listening.